Good evening and welcome to the first meeting of 2017, January 3rd. And first we'll have a roll call. Chief Johnston.
Councilor Nemuel.
Here.
Councilor Bronson.
Here.
Councilor Jones.
Here.
Councilor Bryce.
Here.
And Mayor LaMere.
Here. Thank you. We'll now administer the oaths of office, and the first person will be our new counselor from Ward 2, Tom Brownson. So, Tom, if you'll come up to the... Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Hey, we got one word in. Thomas Brownson.
Thomas Brownson.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will uphold and support.
That I will uphold and support.
The Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States of America.
Of the State of Oregon and the Charter and Ordinances.
Of the State of Oregon and the Charter and Ordinances.
Of the City of Astoria.
Of the City of Astoria.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
Faithfully perform my duties.
Faithfully perform my duties.
As City Councilor for Ward 2 of the City of Astoria.
As City Councilor of Ward 2. City of Astoria.
During my continuance therein.
During my continuance therein.
This do I affirm under the pains and penalties of perjury.
This I do affirm under the pains
and penalties.
And the penalties of perjury.
Okay. You can put your hand down now, and you are now duly sworn in as an Astoria City Councilor for Ward 2. Congratulations. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me and say your name. I,
Bruce Jones.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will uphold and support.
That I will uphold and support.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
Of the State of Oregon.
Of the State of Oregon.
And the Charter and Ordinances.
And the Charter and Ordinances
of the City of Astoria.
The City of Astoria.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
That I will, to the best of my ability.
Faithfully perform my duties.
Faithfully perform my duties.
As City Councilor for Ward 4 of the City of Astoria.
As City Councilor for Ward 4 of the City of Astoria.
During my continuance therein.
During my continuance therein.
This do I affirm under the pains and penalties of perjury.
This do I affirm under the pains and penalties of perjury.
Okay. You are now duly sworn in as an Astoria City Councilor for Ward 4. Congratulations. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I.
I, Andrew Randall.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will uphold and support.
That I will uphold and support.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
Of the State of Oregon.
Of the State of Oregon.
And the Charter and Ordinances.
And the Charter and Ordinances.
Of the City of Astoria.
Of the City of Astoria.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
Faithfully perform the duties as police sergeant.
Faithfully perform the duties as police sergeant.
Of the City of Astoria.
The City of Astoria.
During my continuance therein.
During my continuance therein.
So help me God.
So help me God.
This do I affirm under the pains and penalties of perjury.
This I do affirm under the pains and penalties of perjury.
Okay, put your hand down, and you are now duly sworn in as an Astoria Police Department Sergeant. Congratulations.
We have a little bit of a tradition in our department. Our wives generally tend to put our badges on us. And we were talking earlier, Jolene put this badge, well, probably not this badge, but the predecessor of this badge on Andrew. We're going to let her put this badge on him as he's promoted as well. Trying not to draw blood. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
And then I just wanted to recognize one other person that's in the audience tonight. We've created a new position at the department of lead dispatcher. And the very first person to fill that is our very own Candace Pulsdowski. And I got it wrong. I was close. Did I get it? But Candace has been with us for 3 years now, comes to us with 8 years of dispatching experience prior to that, and it's just been one of those assets to the department that we look forward to working in a slightly senior position at this point. So thank you, Candace.
Our next item of business is reports of counselors. I don't know whether our newest counselors have a report or not. Councilor Jones.
Mayor, councilors, I'd just like to thank my fellow counselors for the warm welcome that they've given me and the gracious hospitality and the staff for the hard work in putting together thorough briefings and the briefings still to come, and how pleased I am to have the opportunity to serve with this group of counselors and the mayor who are so dedicated to our city.
Thank you. Councilor Price.
Well, you know, looking around now, we're pretty sort of new council in terms of service, elected government service, but we come with a really diverse backgrounds of leadership and civic and governmental duties. So I'm really looking forward to working with each of you, and I know that we all have a real commitment to working with each other, with staff, with boards and commissions that are appointed, and particularly with our constituents. So I just wish us all a happy new year, and I'm ready to get to work, and thank you.
Okay. Councilor Brownson.
Hi, I too am really pleased to have this opportunity to serve on this council and to serve Astoria. I just wanted to, I was looking at the website today and I noticed that Ward 2 still shows a vacancy, and I thought, well, what's wrong with that? And I found out it was my mistake. I didn't give them all the information that the webmaster wanted yet at this point, so I'm already behind. So I hope that's not a precedent. I have had the opportunity, since I ran unopposed, to spend some time with Arlene and with Councilor Nemlowill and with Councilor Price. And through the process of meeting with staff, I have spent a fair amount of time with Councilor Jones. And I have enjoyed all the time so far with this group, and I think that we're going to be a very good working group, and I think this, I hope we accomplish a lot while we're here. I wrote a number of notes down here that I wanted to say, and I think the only thing that I want to add is that I really wish to be accessible to all of Astoria, and particularly my ward. And so I will be having a regular monthly meeting, I hope at 3 cups of coffee, and time and date to be determined yet. And you can certainly reach me on social media as well as through the offices of the city. I have a Facebook under Councilor Brownson, and also have a Twitter account, which is at Thomas Brownson. So feel free to try and contact me through any of these means. And I've also signed up with the nextdoor.com South Slope neighborhood website, and I will make posts there and also am accessible for messaging there too. So again, I'm really happy to be here. So far, my talking with the staff, I've enjoyed it. They've been very helpful, very knowledgeable, and I've got a lot to learn. So thank you.
Councilor Nimlowell.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to welcome our new colleagues. It's great to have some new energy on the City Council, and it's wonderful to be able to take part in our democracy tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, and I have no real report except either that I'm excited too. This is a new year and a new council, and we're looking forward to all kinds of great things happening. Are there any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes.
Thank you. I have a proclamation to read then. This is for School Board Recognition Month. Whereas school boards maintain the mission, vision, and core beliefs in the decisions that they make that allow students to learn at high levels, and whereas school boards establish clear standards for student performance, and whereas school boards are accountable to the community for operating schools that support student achievement, and whereas school boards align strategic plan focus areas and school district resources to ensure that students meet standards, and whereas school boards create a climate that supports our core belief that all students can learn, and whereas school boards build collaborative relationships based on trust, teamwork, and shared accountability, and whereas school boards are committed to a continuous education and training on issues related to student achievement, now therefore I, Arlene Lemire, Mayor of Astoria, hereby declare my appreciation to the members of the Astoria School District School Board and proclaim the month of January to be School Board Recognition Month. And I urge all citizens to join me in recognizing the dedication and hard work of local school board members in preparing today's students for tomorrow's world. Are there any Astoria School Board members here tonight? Stand up, David. Thank you. I will be delivering this to the school board on Wednesday night for their school board meeting to let them hear the proclamation as well. So thank you. The next item on our agenda is the consent calendar, and these are just considered routine items. And they'll be adopted by one motion unless a member of the City Council requests to have an item removed, or members of the community may also have an item removed if there's something that they wish to discuss. Anyone on the council want to remove an item from the consent calendar? Okay, could we have a motion then to approve the consent calendar?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, we need a roll call on that. Ms. Cosby.
Councilor Nemela.
Aye.
Councilor Brownson.
Aye.
Councilor Jones.
Aye.
Councilor Price.
Aye.
Mayor Lemire.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, the first item on our regular agenda is an ordinance readopting certain state statutes.
So this is an agenda item that always hits our first City Council meeting of the year, and this deals with incorporating any changes in legislation made by the State of Oregon Legislature. And for the most part, any changes made by the Oregon Legislature throughout 2016 become effective on January 1st, 2017. Many of our ordinances refer to or incorporate state statutes, and the city routinely readopts all referenced Oregon revised statutes to pick up any changes made by the legislature. Tonight, it's recommended that council conduct the first reading of this proposed ordinance.
Okay, new counselors understand what we're doing. We're just cleaning, it's just a cleanup work, really, to make sure that our ordinances are in coordination. Okay. Would someone like to make a motion for the first reading?
I'll make a motion for the first reading.
Okay.
Second that.
Okay.
Need to have a, well, just a vote.
Okay. Oh, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. How about Mr. Pearson? Would you read the ordinance?
An ordinance readopting certain state statutes.
Okay. And again, this item will come back to your next meeting for its second reading for adoption.
Okay. Okay, the next item is an ordinance adopting changes to the 3% marijuana tax on the sale of marijuana items.
The council adopted an ordinance in February of 2016 which imposed a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by recreational marijuana retailers and referred this to the electors of Astoria. And in November, the local ballot measure 4-180 passed. On November 29th of 2016, the council approved an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Revenue for the collection and distribution of this 3% tax on recreational marijuana sales. The ordinance before you tonight enacts the tax approval adopted by the voters and adds language necessary for the collection and enforcement of the tax. It's recommended tonight that the council consider holding a first reading of this ordinance, which would enact the voter-approved 3% marijuana tax with collection and enforcement language incorporated.
Okay. Are there any, is there any discussion from the council? Any questions, any comments? Okay. Could we have a motion to have the first reading of this ordinance?
I move that we hold the first reading of the ordinance enacting the voter-approved 3% marijuana tax with collection and enforcement language incorporated.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Ms. Brooks.
An ordinance of the City of Astoria imposing a 3% tax on the sale of marijuana items by a marijuana retailer.
Okay, and now we have a resolution amending the fee schedule for the Astoria Aquatic Center.
The Aquatic Center partners with the Astoria School District and the North Coast Swim Club to provide space within the lap pool for youth swim team members to practice. The Aquatic Center's current lane rental is $25 per lane per hour, but neither the school district nor the swim club can afford that rate due to the length of their practices and the amount of space they use. At the November 7th, 2016 council meeting, staff suggested that in addition to the current $25 per lane per hour rental fee, an additional rental option specifically for youth swim teams to practice be added at a reduced rate of $5 per hour. After public comment and discussion by council, council stated that private youth swim teams, such as the North Coast Swim Club, should pay less than the $5 per lane hour and providing some additional time for staff to negotiate that rate, declared a 60-day moratorium on lane rental fees at the center charged to both the school district and the swim club. There's information in your memo with regards to the synopsis of negotiations which have been held between the North Coast Swim Club and city staff. Staff is requesting that there be an additional 60-day moratorium to provide additional time to continue negotiating with the North Coast Swim Club and to provide them with an opportunity to seek out additional financial support as noted within the memo. Tonight, it's recommended that council extend the moratorium on lane rental fees charged to the North Coast Swim Club and to the Astoria School District for an additional 60 days.
Okay, so is this, I'd like to have David Ozer come up, if you don't mind, and speak to this item. This is the one that I said I would have, I had some additional information, and then Ms. Cosby will respond.
Excuse me. David Ozer, 254 West Irving.
in Astoria. I only wanted to point out at the council meeting a month or so ago where this was discussed, someone noted that the school district covers the fees for its students. And that is unfortunately not the case. The students and their families and through fundraising efforts pay the fees to use the pool for their swim team. So they are in a very similar position to the club, to the North Coast Swim Club in terms of costs. So I am only suggesting that negotiations not be only with the swim club, but that include Howard Rue, who is the athletic director of the Astoria School District as well. Not necessarily that they would be exactly the same in terms of how funds are raised, but just understanding that this is fundraising that's required by the members both of the club and the school district. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cosby?
Mayor Lemire asked me to follow up on that information. I reached out to Howard Rube, the athletic director for the Astoria School District. He agreed with basically 80% of what David said, and that yes, whenever fees are increased, it comes out of essentially four buckets. It gets passed on to the students, it gets passed on to the parents, the boosters help fundraise a lot, and then part of it does come out of the school district funding as well. He also continued to mention that the school district has very tight budgets, similar to the Parks and Recreation Department, and that whenever things are added, it either means something is reduced or cut somewhere else, or more money has to be brought in somehow.
What I will note is that while we've had the specific conversations with the North Coast Swim Club reps about the lane fee rentals, both Angela and I have had conversations with Astoria School District staff as well, specifically Angela with Howard Rube, the athletics director, and myself with Craig Hoppus, the school superintendent, about this issue. So they have been awaiting to hear what the final negotiated rate would be with the North Coast Swim Club. But they have been tracking this issue from a staffing level as well.
Okay. The reason I wanted this brought up again is I guess we did a vote saying that pertained strictly to the North Coast Swim Club, right?
Well, the specific direction was that the council felt that the groups like the North Coast Swim Club should be charged a lesser rate than the high school swim team. And so the specific amount was to be negotiated by staff, but the direction from council was to have a two-tiered system, one where the North Coast Swim Club would pay a lower rate and this high school swim team would pay a different one.
Mayor, can I ask a question just
sure.
for clarification? Ms. Cosby, do the high schoolers pay for an aquatic center pass in the same way that the North Coast Swim Club participants do?
They are required to have one, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I also have a question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my understanding was that the fee structure, this $25 per hour, was in place, but that the swim team wasn't paying it, and that you're rectifying the situation. And so is it true that the high school is also not paying this lane fee, or are they paying this lane fee at $25 an hour currently?
They had been paying a different lane fee. They had been paying about $10 an hour on average. It would be combined. Does that answer?
So maybe to clarify, the high school swim team was paying a rate of $10 an hour. The North Coast Swim Club was not paying a lane fee.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Price.
Thank you, excuse me. I don't have a problem extending the moratorium. The moratorium was on fees for both clubs,
correct?
Right.
So now the high school is not paying even the $10. Is that correct, or they are?
Correct. They are not.
So, but really, I think that this is sort of two issues as I understand it. One of it is trying to come in compliance with the fee schedule.
Correct.
Correct. And the other is trying to manage the parks budget.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm not clear what, I guess just extending the moratorium would take care of any problem with not complying with the fee schedule. But it does seem to me that the larger picture is the parks budget. And so I wonder if a moratorium really shouldn't be extended until budget time, because as I understand, I mean, I realize this is a long time, but as I understand from discussions with the city manager, you are in discussions with Angela Cosby. You are working at sort of refiguring the parks budget. It seems to me that one of the goals that might be set at budget time is to reduce the amount of the general fund that supports the parks budget. And so we would be looking at sort of a universe of ways to make that happen rather than just dealing with one issue at a time.
Yeah, and I would recommend not waiting until budget time, in that the presentation that's going to be made by Ms. Cosby is going to be happening with the city council in advance of the budget prep. So that presentation may be happening within the next 60 days. So then
at such time as that occurs then?
Right. I mean, so we are looking at how do we work within the current Parks Department budget and trying to avoid a year-end transfer. And under the current budget, the current Parks Department level of services is not sustainable. So to stay within budget, either cuts are going to have to be made throughout the entire Parks Department, and we're going to need to have direction from the City Council as to what are those prioritized cuts, or else additional revenues need to be brought to the table to be able to sustain the current level of service. And this direction is needed to be able to not necessarily move into the next budget year, but really how do we address the current budget year that we're in right now? And so we're looking at having a work session with the City Council within the next couple months to be able to have this dialogue as to how do we address park services within the current fiscal year.
May I ask one more question, Madam Mayor? We will be getting the second quarter budget summary sometime this month. Yes? Yeah. Well, we got the first one 3 months ago, so it's sort of time, yeah. Will we be able to tell from that summary any idea of what sort of year-end transfer we might be looking at?
Not at this point. And many times there are expenses that come at the end of the year. Plus, I'm going to say that there have been some salary savings that have been realized this fiscal year. If you recall, we have just hired a aquatic center supervisor. That position was vacant for a good part of the first half of the fiscal year. And so that's going to have while that's good for the parks budget, when looking into the future, we need to be looking at how much would that salary cost if it would have been in place and someone would have been in the position that whole time.
Let me just make a comment or a question. I understand that the swim club is to meet with the Parks and Recreation Foundation to see if they will be willing to pay those lane fees. Is that correct?
That's the information that was shared with me. I'm sure their president, Patrick Wingard, could confirm that.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So would it be beneficial if we had the Astoria High School swim team also talk with the Parks and Recreation Foundation?
That is entirely up to the, really those two agencies or two organizations to decide if they want to partner together. When you're essentially looking at three nonprofits, the North Coast Swim Club's a nonprofit, the Astoria School District is a government, but they also have nonprofits associated with them, with youth athletics, and then the Parks Foundation, and all of which share very shared missions. But it is up to those organizations to decide if they want to assist each other.
Okay. Yeah, it was my understanding kind of that the foundation would be willing to help with lane fees if the swim club would in return work on fundraisers for the foundation, which seems to make sense to me, but okay. Any other questions or comments or okay, could we have a resolution then to, no, what are we doing?
This is just a continuation on the discussion of the resolution. So today it's recommended that council extend the moratorium on the lane rental fees charged to the North Coast Swim Club and Astoria School District for an additional 60 days.
Okay. Are you okay with that if they're having ongoing discussions with the foundation, or do you want that changed from 60 days?
I would be fine if it were later. I really would be looking more towards the briefings that we'll be getting from staff in the next coming weeks. I think would be better before we make these sorts of decisions.
So we can look at, in terms of the timing of when we bring something back, we can look at having the presentation from myself and Angela on the Parks Department budget in advance of bringing back a fee resolution on the swim club.
Yeah, I'm certainly willing to support a resolution for an additional 60 days as an interim measure.
Okay, good. Would someone like to make that motion?
I move that we extend the moratorium on lane rental fees charged to NCSC and ASD for an additional 60 days.
Second. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Our first item of new business is the election of the City Council President. And this is the person who steps in if I'm out of town or unavailable for some reason. And also works then on the agenda, planning the agenda for the meeting. And so it's an important role. And would somebody like to make a motion?
I nominate Cindy Price.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Council.
Okay, next we have the City Council goal setting session.
And this is just for everyone's information. The City Council will meet with our department heads this coming Friday, January 6th. From 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here in the City Council chambers as a part of preparing for goal setting for fiscal year 2017-2018. And then the council will meet with the facilitator, Wes Hare. Wes is the city manager of Albany, Oregon, on Friday, January 13th, beginning at 8 a.m. and again in the City Council chambers. And if needed, the goal setting session will continue until the following day, Saturday, January 14th. And again, these sessions are held here in this room, and this is for information only.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone in the audience who wants to share something with us this evening? Okay, if you'll come up and state your name and address, please.
My name is Fred Bone, and my address is 824 35th Street. I'd first of all like to welcome Thomas and Bruce to the council, especially Bruce since he represents District 4, where we live. But what other than that, I went to Fred Meyer yesterday to get a flu shot. And when I met the doctor, we got to chatting because we're both from Chicago originally. He said that He couldn't find a place, he just recently arrived, and he couldn't find a place to live in Astoria for his family, any apartment to rent. And he was really frustrated. He did find finally found a place in Warrenton, but I said, well, the housing situation here is horrible. And what you need to do is call Kevin and Brett and encourage them to support the AUD ordinance that you have, that you're considering, because this would provide additional housing. And the reason I support this so much is because we have a house, a coach house, behind our main house. Even though it's detached, it's a beautiful living accommodation. And if this ordinance passed, we could make that available to renters. And I just hope you all think about it. I'm not in favor of bed and breakfast or anything for outsiders, but to provide housing for the people that live here, and it's desperately needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
Mayor, members of council, I know this is probably out of the ordinary. I thought you might give me a chance to speak during this agenda item. I know typically these are for non-agenda item related matters, but all I wanted to do was just provide, particularly for our new councilors, the documents that I had provided previously, the letter, my presentation, and then the one pager that showed the distribution of fees.
Okay.
That was it.
Thank you.
Thanks, and I'll give it to Angela.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. The City Council then will recess into executive session, and thank you all for coming. We appreciate your being here this evening.